All right, hello and welcome to Stoney's Witchy Place on Blog Talk Radio. That amazing opening audio is called Erotius Chant, performed by Ross Marinus. If you like what you hear, go look it up. Erotius Chant by Ross Marinus. The full chant is incredible and chilling. Wonderful, wonderful woman that I am honored to call sister. Go check her out. And now, let's walk into Stoney's Witchy Place and get this episode started. Hello, hello, hello. I sure hope everybody can hear me. There doesn't seem to be anybody out there just yet. So, let's just get this started and see what happens. You're dealing with one confused pup here. Call in for guests is 657-383-0216. If you want to call in and, let's see. This is my first time going live. My third broadcast show in the last 8 years, but the first time going live. The call-in number is 657-383-0216. And feel free to use the chat. Apparently people are having issues logging into the show. Figure this out for you. Let's see. Well, let's just get right into the show. Anyway, hope you liked that intro. My name is Stone Mason, Stoney J. Some of you know me on Facebook as under a different name. A little bit about me. Why am I hosting a show like this? Lots of discussions over the last few weeks with my local community members. And it's an outlet. I mean, a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio and around the internet, but it's an outlet for some pagan talk, and I'll focus a lot on local shops, local events, but as far as the news goes and as far as the topics and future guests go, the world is open. That's why we have the internet. Going on a little bit about me, I am obviously pagan, for lack of a better term, and we'll get into the whole goofy and maddening attempt to define paganism in another episode. We had some difficulties with the recording, trying to record between me and Morgana, trying to find this a definition for paganism. It didn't work out. But we will have that on a future show. So anyway, I am pagan, lack of a better term. I call myself witch, again, for lack of a better term. I am traditional shaman. I'm very interested in just about all things esoteric, ancient and modern. I am a book whore. I collect amounts of reading material on paganism. And let's see here. This thing says I have a call-in, and I have no idea who this is. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller.
Hi,
are
Stoney,
you there?
This is Diana. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. How are you?
Excellent. I'm great, but I was unable to listen to your show on my computer, so that's why I dialed in so I could listen to it and learn what your show's about.
Ah, okay. Well, if it's all right with you, I'm going to put you on mute and run with the show.
Okay.
And if you come up with a question, just hit me in the chat box and I'll turn the mic back on for you.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I do have a question, but I was going to wait until you do your thing since this is your inaugural show.
I appreciate that. I need all of the patience and prayers I can get.
You got it.
But just hit me in chat when you get to the right moment and you want to ask that question, and I'll turn you back on.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You betcha. Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm learning this, folks, so bear with me. I've never done live broadcast before. Everything's been pre-recorded so I can edit the crap out of it. Or even scrap it and start over again. Getting back to who I am, and, you know, a lot of times people say, well, what makes you the person, the guy, the gal, the witch to present this? I'm nobody. I'm nobody special. I'm just an old guy that knows some things. Had my first, we will call it, spiritual / supernatural, and I don't really like that term, magical experience 40 years ago. Got my first tarot deck about a little over 30 years ago, which I still use. I was introduced to the idea of the witch and witchcraft over 37 years ago. In that time, I have gone through being I was a Christian youth minister in my teens. I established a Bible study that we had to fight pretty hard to make happen. I was a Christian preacher. Don't burn me yet. I was a Christian preacher in the mid 80s down south. That was interesting. And see what else. I've gone through the degrees of two Wiccan traditions and have since left that behind. Traditionally called and tested by spirit for a shamanic duty, and have since received a lot of training from various mentors as well as spirit. I'm pretty much solitary now, I guess what we would call in this day and age an eclectic. I don't really limit myself on what I will pursue. As I have been taught and I always teach, if it works for you and it's right, do it. There are a lot of things within paganism that involve using Bible verse, such as using readings from Psalms, for instance. I'm not adverse to that. If it works, do it. So basically, I guess you started the 40 years and everyone is free to express themselves as pagan. And that's kind of where I want to go with this show. As far as the show goes, the idea at this moment is full moon and new moon will be the big shows, and then the weeks in between will be shorter shows, 30 minutes or so, with a variety of timely topics, pagan news, etc. Let's get right into... I have a rough list here because I'm flying by the seat of my pants here, so bear with me. You know what? I'm going to go into an intro for you guys, not an intro, but a promo. If you didn't know, I'm based in Southwest Montana, and really not sure that I would want to live anywhere else for quite a while. But let's see. Let's start out with a shout out to Between the Worlds. Between the Worlds, this is their little blip here. At Between the Worlds, we offer a variety of items for spiritual seekers. Our relaxed and friendly store carries books, free crystals, candles, incenses, and oils, natural skincare products, herbal remedies, and so much more by local artisans. The owner and just about full-time operator, I think she might live in the store sometimes, is an amazing, amazing young woman. She is located at 205 West Main Street in Hamilton, Montana. Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 11 to 5. And if this copy and paste works, I am going to give you the link to their website right now. Hey, look at that in the chat, btwmt.com. Go in, check them out, tell them you heard about them on the show. And it's a great place, even if you just have questions, to go and get some pretty darn good authoritative answers. The first topic I want to really get into is religion versus spirituality. Now, this one drives me nuts. Having been in organized religion as a Christian preacher and as a Wiccan priest, I have found, and a lot of you guys, gals, if I say guys, it's just a generic term. A lot of you are not aware of what goes on in religious organizations behind the little screen door. Religion and spirituality, man, it really drives me nuts. I think it explains one of the great reasons why paganism has grown exponentially, not only because the information is available on the World Wide Web and books are coming out by the truckload, but because people are becoming aware, or at least have a sense, there's more going on to this whole program than what this god or those goddesses are telling the religious authorities to pass along. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes of any church or coven or grove than the average person will ever see. I saw a meme, and I can't tell you, it was on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, one of those places. Absolutely, positively breaks down and reflects my opinion, my viewpoint on religion versus spirituality. And it said, religion is following the message. Spirituality is following the message. Now, I want you to take that little tiny tidbit of information, little quote, and use it as kind of a rose-colored lens when you're looking at various organizations and spiritual paths, and look at the leaders, look at the followers, look at the message. Tell me, which one are you seeing? Are you seeing follow the messenger, or are you seeing follow the message? That's going to be a huge key to keep you out of getting into a place where you're not in control of your own spirit. Now, to me, spirituality is a sense of who you are. It's an attitude. It's a part of your daily life. If you go to church every Sunday, no matter what, it is raining sideways, there's 40 mile an hour winds, it's 105 degrees, the bridge is out, so you had to drive the long way, whatever it is, but you go to church every Sunday. But that's it. That afternoon, you have a big cookout with your family and your friends, and you drink, and you do whatever it is you do, and you go to work on Monday, and you're robbing people of their bank accounts or selling them garbage cars for three times what they're worth, or you're doing something at work that basically is not good for you or the people around you. Are you religious or are you spiritual? To me, spirituality not only involves that trip to church, no matter what the conditions are, but taking what you got from that and reflecting that in your daily life. Now, I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Wicca. I don't really care. To me personally, it doesn't matter until you try and force feed it to me. Religion tends to be a structure, a set of pre-formatted ideas to contain how you reflect your spirituality, how you demonstrate what you believe. Why do we have to have that? Why do I need to get wet in with a garden hose when that garden hose is being fed by a pump coming out of this beautiful lake right next to my house? Why can't I just go jump in that lake? Why do I have to use the hose? If you're going to get into religion, that's all good and fine. But you need to define yourself by that religion. If you are, well, let's throw a new twist in there. If you're a magic user, does that specifically fall into the parameters of religion, or is it spirituality? That's a fine line. That's a blurry line, probably as much of a mess as trying to define paganism is. My personal spirituality and the force of my own faith is what empowers me when I work with magic. A structure that contains that is going to limit where you can go with your personal power and attitudes. So use that quote from that meme. Again, it was religion is following the messenger. Spirituality is following the message. Use that as a discerning lens and decide for yourself. Do you want to be religious or do you want to be spiritual? Questions on that topic? And anybody wants to type something into the chat, throw something out there, questions, comments, give me some feedback on that particular topic before we move into anything else. And we're here, we're waiting. Let's type this in. I don't know if everybody actually has headphones, so we're call in at 657-383-216. Okay, that looked like it worked. I'll go ahead and let that sit there. If you have questions, feedback, comments, or you want to call in and go live on that particular topic, go ahead and let it fly. Let me know in the chat that you're online waiting, or go ahead and post your question. Lost one guest. I guess it wasn't that interesting. So we're going to go on to... Let's do another promo for a local shop here while we're waiting. We're going to promo the Mystic Owl. The Mystic Owl in Stevensville, Montana. The address is 111 West 3rd Street in Stevensville. The hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And it's a small shop with spiritual gifts, soaps, oils, and tools for your personal path. Now, there's a lot more to the Mystic Owl than just that. They have readings that can be scheduled you can go in and or you can call the Mystic Owl and schedule a reading, tarot, oracle. They have connections with a variety of other practitioners that you can get in contact through the shop as well. Now, the key to keeping in touch with the Mystic Owl, if you go there in person, when you drive through the little tiny town of Stevensville and you look to where that address should be, you will see a big awning over a doorway that basically says it's the entrance to the liquor store. Trust me, there is another door before you get to the booze shop that goes into the Mystic Owl. And the host or the owner there is absolutely wonderful. She will provide all the information and assistance that she can. So go by and visit the Mystic Owl in Stevensville, Montana. All right. Now, we're going to move right into the next topic here. The next topic I want to hit on, this is one that I push pretty hard and not ashamed of it, because I look back at my experiences and it kind of skews where I'm heading now. I want to talk about teaching youth, the young folks, and to me that means anybody under 35, but basically, how do we approach teaching new people to the world of paganism? What are our responsibilities as elders? I think from looking back, in this day and age, it is far too easy for us to provide this new person with a website link or this new person with a book and say, here, go read this, go do this, go to this website and consume all of it, and then we'll go to the next thing. Well, you know what I found over the years, and this is one of the reasons why I stopped taking private students. When I first started out and actually had somebody that took the time to teach me, they started me out with basic personal development. I had to take the time to learn proper meditation technique in order to focus myself. I had to take the time to learn the intricacies of gut instinct, intuition, how to recognize it and how to feel it in order to implement it. I had to be able to recognize and acknowledge my sixth sense that, you know, when I go for a walk through the woods on any given day, many times I will have a sense of an animal that can't be seen and nobody else knows it's there. Quite often, I will see this animal, and I will point out to other people, look, see, and they don't see it. That's your sixth sense. When I was starting out, these things had to be understood, and I had to work those things to the point where they were second nature before my teachers, my elders, would even go any further with me. They would not discuss correspondences or the value of a wand or the meaning of various signs in natural phenomenon, trying to get me to understand my tarot. They wouldn't even touch that until I had a foundation that magical efforts could be built on. I think we as elders now have a responsibility to say, okay, here's this book. What I want you to do is learn, go through this chapter or these three chapters. Don't try and break into anything. Don't try to practice anything. Don't be waving your wand around and throwing sparkly dusted people, go through this and then come back with your list of questions before we actually get into performance training. But before we even get into these books, we need to address this person's ability to be peace with their own inner spirit. That's where the meditation comes in. That's where the training, the intuition comes in, the sixth sense development. I can't tell you how many times people have said, young folks have said, Stoney, where do I start? You need to start with meditation. Okay, how do I do that? Here's an exercise. Once you can do this without forcing yourself to do it, come back and we'll go to the next step. You would be amazed, or not, but I think you would be amazed how many of these young people came back to me in less than 24 hours, often within an hour, and said, okay, I've got that done. What's next? Really? Go learn this meditation technique until it becomes second nature. You did that in an hour? Holy crap, dude. You're the next Dalai Lama. The idea that's out there in the public forum, anywhere on the internet, via television shows, via websites that are being run by people who are only there for their own personal ego or for money, or people that they read a book 6 weeks ago, so they started a website because they're a witch. Hollyweird. Hollyweird is guilty of this. What these kids want now is for you to tell them, which direction do I wave my wand and which magic word do I use to make myself popular, to make Billy Joe's truck engine stop running so people like my truck better, to make this girl stop flirting with that guy so I could... Seriously, this is what we're teaching these kids with the mass media that's out there. As elders, we have a responsibility to prepare people to move into the magic user realm. If we just turn them loose, then everything, it all turns into a joke. The whole thing turns into a joke. I can't tell you how many times I've had 13, 14, 15-year-old kids tell me that they are going to curse me and destroy my life. Guess what? I'm still here. And my life's pretty darn good. Because that person was not taken aside by a responsible elder who understands the spirituality behind magic and took the time to teach this person the foundation that it all comes from. Sure, you can throw a curse out there in the form of you're an asshole and you're going to pay for that. And something may come of that. That person may have something happen and they will recognize it as a result of those words. But it's not focused. It's dangerous and it's abusive. So when we teach our youth, first of all, don't teach anybody that's a minor without consent of whoever their responsible adult is, be it a parent, guardian, grandparent, whatever. Don't do it. You're asking for a world of hurt, especially in legal terms. Don't do it. If they come to you, you say, I have no problem teaching you these things or giving you a direction to go in, but without parental consent, without your responsible adult person's, I cannot teach you directly one-on-one. I'm warning you now, don't do it. You're asking for trouble. The other thing you need to do, as you know, taking upon our responsibilities as elders in the various pagan communities we come from, is we really need to work with one another. If one person, if you have a gathering in your community that you're a part of, if you have one person that is teaching a sadhu, for instance, and tells you that this is how it is, period, you need to learn the runes, don't worry about all that other stuff, or you have another person saying, well, I really like voodoo dolls, and this is this, and that is that. Does that person really a properly trained authority on using voodoo dolls? Or did they see a whole bunch of movies where somebody made a voodoo doll, stuck pins in it, and the person they didn't like fell down in pain, or their life fell apart? Because I'm here to tell you that that's not what voodoo dolls are all about. If you don't know that, you need to do some research. So elders within the community that you're part of need to put their heads together and agree, this is how we handle our newbies. This is how we handle our young people that come to us for instruction. And if you can't be a part of that, then you're really doing harm to your personal community and yourself. An elder, don't represent yourself that way if you're willing to take that responsibility. Any questions or comments on that, feel free to type them in or call in. Let me know that you're there and you have a question, and we will go to that. In the meantime, one more local promo for you. Water Lilies. Water Lilies is in Missoula, Montana, at 1536 South Reserve Street, Suite A. The hours are Monday to Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturday, 10 to 3. They provide a wide variety of metaphysical products, offer healing and wellness such as massage and energy work, people and animals. They also offer psychic and intuitive readings and a variety of classes such as yoga that are focused on wellness and spiritual development. They help people on their spiritual paths, and by helping them, they become happier and feel more fulfilled in their lives. They're at the corner of Mount and Reserve Streets in Missoula. The owner there, really, really like her. She does fantastic work with the people that come into the store. The link to Water Lily's website is there in the chat. Go by and visit them. Water Lilies on South Reserve in Missoula, Montana. I'm going to go over a few things that I've found on the web recently. Hopefully I won't get into any trouble here. And let's see what we got going on. Oh, yes. We have some new material coming up or recently released that I'm particularly looking forward to. Don't know if she's out there listening or might listen later, but Mel, dear Melanie Marquis. If you don't know her, she is a pagan in Colorado. She's very active in the community. She's an organizer in their pagan pride event and many other things. She's got a couple of books out that are fantastic books. She has designed the Modern Spellcaster's Tarot. Now, the release date of that is September 8th of this year through Llewellyn. You can either Google Melanie Marquis and get the information that way, or you can Google the Modern Spellcaster's Tarot. Really looking forward to seeing how that works out, Mel. Hope it is an amazing release. Going on from there, Judica Illis. And let's see, we just lost another person. Well, Judica Illis, one of my all-time favorite authors. Her research is impeccable and thorough, and she's amazing. The books that Judica puts out hold a special place in my library. They are set aside with a small handful of other books that are my go-to reference books. But her new book is The Big Book of Practical Spells, Everyday Magic That Works. It's just been recently released. It is an updated and edited version Pure Magic, which was fabulous in its own right when it was released. I believe that Pure Magic as it was is still fabulous as an authority book. But this new book has a lot more information in it, has new information, has really some great insight in it that has come about from a lot of hard work since Pure Magic first came out. So see if you can find a copy of that. Jump all over it. Judith Killis, The Big Book of Practical Spells, Everyday Magic That Works. And going on from there, Raven Digitalis, fantastic young man. I'm very proud to say he's a personal friend of mine. Just this guy, he's a big fella. Don't know how that big old body of his contains that humongous heart that he has. Wonderful person. He's based out of Missoula, Montana, has the temple house up there, which you can find on Facebook. Raven Digitalis' new book is called Esoteric Empathy. In a couple of excerpts from it. Should be fantastic. If his last couple of books are any indicator, it'll be a great book. Esoteric Empathy should be, again, released by Llewellyn about December of 2016. If I remember the details right, you can pre-order this through the Llewellyn website. But that's Raven Digitalis, Esoteric Empathy, coming out in December of this year. If you get a chance, go find it. All right. Holy cow. We still got 21 minutes left, and I'm not sure what the heck I'm supposed to talk about. See. Trying to organize a live show for the first time. Let me tell you, it's a nightmare. Now, I see we have Dee Selesky and guest 96 are still here. If anybody has questions, comments, you want to throw something out there, hit me in the chat. Let's go. Help me out here before I drown. In an upcoming show, we're going to have a wide variety of topics. In the next show or two will be my friend and occasional co-host Morgana and I having our discussion of defining paganism. I don't think it can be done in a way that will satisfy everybody, but tune in when you see it come across your feed that the show, that interview is going to be happening. Tune in, throw in your 2 cents. Hopefully it'll be entertaining as well as informative. The variety of topics that we're going to cover in the future are going to be the spirituality, which will be an examination of spirituality in general, as well as chasing down a variety of paths. We'll be talking about we'll be talking about Asatru, we'll be talking about voodoo, we'll be talking about hoodoo, Santeria, the Yoruba traditions from the African diaspora. We'll be talking the old German powwow traditions. We'll be talking about the Native American traditions. A lot of things will fall under spirituality. And of course, we're going to talk about magic. Various systems, whether it's this so-called high magic or low magic, ceremonial or whatever, however you want to define it, we'll be talking about magic and a wide variety of topics there. We'll be going into various systems of divination. Obviously, in this day and age, the biggie is tarot. everybody reads tarot. But we're also going to discuss things like the Oracle. We're going to be discussing throwing the bones, reading all types of divination. Basically, if it's Nancy, it is open season for us to talk about. We'll continue to bring you updates on books and pagan-oriented music. We will be talking about pagan news and events, which I'm going to do in just a minute. And we're going to cover some pagan or some current events in the world from the pagan point of view. All right. Floor is open. Anybody has anything they want to throw in there, type in or call in. 657-383-0216 while the show's live. Let's take pagan news. Spell Montana. This is at the north end of the Flathead Lake. If you look at a map of northwest Montana, you'll see Flathead Lake. You can't. Kalispell, Montana, the 16th annual Kalispell Pagan Pride Day is Saturday, September 24th from 11 to 5 at the Woodland Park Formal Garden Area. You can go to their website, or their Facebook page, rather, which is headed under it's either Kalispell Pagan Pride or the 16th annual Kalispell Pagan Pride Day, one of those two, and get more information. If you want to be a vendor, that's where you're going to go. If you have the opportunity to go, or if you're going to go to your local Pagan Pride event, go. Do it. Get out there. Going into some more pagan, a little bit more about pagan news. What did we have here? Oh. Let's go into a little bit of pagan news. From the Pagan News Network. Chicago, Illinois, a man serving a 50-plus year sentence for murder has gone to court on the right to wear a pentacle meant to ward off evil. He went to court, presented himself as a practicing Wiccan, and the court approved his right to wear a religious symbol during his incarceration. The Pagan News, what are we doing here? Oh, we just lost another one. Other Pagan News. This one's kind of humorous. It was shared off of YouTube by Pagan News Now. Witch binds and hexes Donald Trump in bizarre ritual witchcraft. The header says, Donald Trump, in the name of witches, especially any witches you want to burn at the stake, we bind you. Well, okay, pal. And going on to the next story, New York City, Witchfest USA, annual pagan festival held in New York City, was attended this year by Christian protesters. They brought their signs. They made all kinds of noise, and basically just it. It was a mess, but you know what? That's okay, because it demonstrates who's who in the crowd. Some people just can't let things go. Well, guest 976, do you have anything that you want to throw at me there? Only one left. Out of all the promo, you're the only one left. Hello, is that you? Looking over my shoulder here at my monitor. Okay, well, let's see what else we got going on. Let's put a plug out there for my pal, Dusty White. Dusty White runs the House of White. He's an author. He is a pizza lover. He is a tarot guru. I almost said God, Dusty, but sorry, pal, you haven't zapped me into a winning lottery ticket yet, so I'm going to hold you back from God and stick you with guru. Dusty White, House of White, wrote The Easiest Way to Learn Tarot Ever, followed by Tarot Secrets Revealed. Fantastic. You can find him on Facebook. You can Google him. You can look him up. through Amazon and find his books. I'm going to get better instruction from somebody with more know-how and hands-on than checking out Dusty. And I'm at a loss. I've got 10 minutes of airtime left. Throw something at me here, people. Come on. Somebody throw something at me. And we have somebody has called in. I don't know if this is Diane that I talked to earlier. If it is, and you got something you want to throw out there, Diane, well, let's just turn the mic on and find out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Stoney, it's Heather down in Alabama.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just letting you know that your show cuts in and out, but I have been here the whole time.
Ah, okay.
And I can't log in, but I've been here the whole time. So I'm just listening.
Well,
if you want to put me on mute or you want to talk about something or other, then we can do that.
Well, since you're the only other live voice here and I have 12 minutes of airtime to fill up.
Wow. I think you've covered pretty much everything that, you know me, I'm going to agree with you, whatever you had to say anyway. So,
well, I appreciate
I'm like
the,
your,
the
I'm
support.
Almost like your female version. I'm almost like your female version. So,
well, I see that a lot in the groups that we belong to, but I think it's just the years of experience we have learned that there are pretty broad strokes when it comes to right and wrong and left and right. So,
oh, definitely.
But thank you for listening. I'm just, like I said, this is my very first time doing a live broadcast. I've done 3 shows in the last 8 years. This is my first one live. Half an hour was not going to be enough, but an hour,
no.
I'm stretching it here. I'm really stretching it here.
I don't even do public speaking anymore, so you're lucky that you got me on this contraption here speaking to you. So
it's perfectly safe. I'm gonna
that's what they all say.
Yeah I've heard that before. Here, jump out of this airplane, Stoney. It's perfectly safe.
It's perfectly
okay.
Safe. You know what, my husband said the same thing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's jump out of this perfectly good airplane.
Yeah, exactly. I'll jump out when you land it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am we're coming up on 10 minutes left here and absolutely lost on anything else to cover. So I'm going to give you guys some resources. Heather, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute for a minute.
Go right ahead. Have a good one.
Okay. Another fantastic person right there. Let's see. You can find me on Twitter, Stoney's Witchy Page, or Witchy Place, Stoney's Witchy Place. You can find me on Facebook by the same name, Stoney's Witchy Place. I am waiting to hear from some folks on to get some more feedback on the show. Come on, people, help me out. Somebody throw me a life preserver here. Somebody type in a question, a comment, a topic. Throw it out there. Let's see what we got. We've got 9 minutes left to address something. So don't throw out anything big like the Black Lives Matter police shooting issue. Don't throw out anything like the big blowout over the hexing. And we're actually going to cover that in an episode very soon, the right and wrong of hexing. So, comments, guest 1068, guest 976, Heather, anybody, throw something out there. Let's see what happens. Otherwise, we're going to wrap this up a little early. If you go on Twitter and you do a search for Tarot Secrets, you'll find my friend Dusty White, and he puts a lot of great free podcasts out there. To cover a variety of methods and uses for your tarot deck. feel free to look him up on Twitter. Again, Dusty White, you can find him under Tarot Secrets. Make sure you follow him. Pagan Network has shared something. Let's see what we... Okay, it's a picture of a panda eating a popsicle. Thank you, Pagan Network, for sharing that. All right, folks. I think we're going to wrap this up. We still have just over 7 minutes left, but I think we're going to go ahead and sign out anyway. Thanks for tuning in to Stoney's Witchy Place. I hope you got something out of this show. I hope that you'll come back for future shows. Keep an eye on the Blog Talk Radio Stoney's Witchy Place for announcements of shows that are coming up. Like I said, I'm going to try and stick to a moon schedule, the new moon and the full moon. Tonight, by the way, is the buck moon, full moon. If you didn't know it, it's the time of year where the young bucks start growing their antlers back. There's also a couple other names for it, but that's what I call it. So the show will be on the new moon, the full moon, and then in between those shows will be little snippets here and there, possibly pre-recorded snippets to cover a variety of topics. So thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please give some feedback either through Twitter or the Facebook page or even here on the Blog Talk Radio page. Let me know what we can do to make the show better, funner, more informative, and hopefully be able to fill up an entire hour when we go live so that I don't have to actually sit down and do 16 days worth of work to come up with 58 minutes worth of material. Thanks for tuning in. Every single one of you are appreciated. Tony J. And I am signing out.